Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Are we ever in full Christmas mode or what?
Like, I don't have a tree up yet, so I'm not.
Okay, but I mean, like, just this weekend driving around,
oh,
it was
terrible.
So busy.
Oh, I know. I came back here Friday to do the sports cage on CKRM. I was like, what is going... Oh, yeah. Wait, it's Black Friday.
Well, like just in Christmas in general, I was driving around Saturday.
Yeah.
And I decided to go to a movie at the Landmark.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anywhere out by Costco right now is just like, shoot me.
Yeah.
But... you know, we got it done. But, yeah, everybody's out shopping and trying to get...
Well, I'm sure a lot of businesses are pretty happy people are out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been pretty lean here going around for the last little bit. But, yeah, no, it's I haven't put up my tree yet. That's when I'll be doing that this week, so that's when I'm in.
We have our Christmas party this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have to buy a gift? What is it? What,
what's
what
that whole exchange, the blind exchange?
Where so how much do we got to buy
I don't know. I think it's 25. I don't know. It keeps going up every year.
Is it 25 or 30?
I think it's...
It was 30 last year.
Was it 30 last year? Well, you can't get anything good for less than $30. I got a Chia Pet for 30. I got to get that in here. I'm going to go back here.
No, you're not. You just keep saying you're going to. You're not. And by the way, I bought that for you.
No, you bought it. And I got you your diffuser. You're welcome.
Thank you.
For more than $30.
Yeah, that's fine. For more than $30. Well, that's not my problem. That's a you problem. It's your fault. Don't invest that much. You're not going to get anything back on that investment.
I want to get it back, and I almost got it back. And right when it was coming to me, I had it in my hand, actually, and they were going to stop it. And then remember, they said, let's go one more round. I was like, no, let's go one more round. And I got that stupid Bob Ross Chia Pet.
I think I'm thinking about opting out of it.
The party?
Yeah. No, the gift exchange. I don't know. I've got enough people to buy for. I don't really care about it anymore. All it is it's something that I forget at the Christmas party anyway when I leave.
Well, you know? You forget your wife too, but that's because you're really drunk.
Well.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Listen, I pay into the staff fund all year. I better get my money's worth. Every single year at that Christmas party, I get my money's worth.
All I know is
I wait for the brass to leave. And then I turn it on.
All I know is, how about young Brock at his first ever Harvard Christmas party? He got up and sang that.
Killing in the Name. He sang, Killing in the Name by Rage. Essentially shouting, F you, I won't do what you tell me at the top of his lungs to every single person that has any power within our company. Career limiting move is what they call that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It was a major milestone of an event. In rock and roll this past weekend is Slayer. The most badass band on earth called it quits. They played their last show in Englewood, California on Saturday night.
They'd be getting up there.
Oh, yeah.
They're
getting
up there.
It'd be
hard to play this.
Yeah, well, they're... I mean, listen. They're one of the big four.
Yeah.
You know, them, Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax. And
I thought Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
But you know,
we go,
they've been on their wrap up tour for a while now, and I mean, it's not a shocker that they're calling it a day.
You think they're done?
Yeah, Slayer's not the kind of band to mess around. They've always been one of those bands who did not give a
F
blank. Yeah. Like they just don't care at all, and they never have cared about what anybody thinks of them. And I respect the hell out of
them. Oh,
Slayer is one of those bands that they could have been like Metallica. They could have taken an easier road, because thrash metal is not a widely consumed
thing. No, it's a specialty.
Yeah, and Slayer's music, they definitely could have been more popular if they wanted to be, but they didn't. They were just like, this is the music we make, and that is
yeah,
it.
We're not going to sing commercial or nothing.
We are going to sing about the most controversial subjects you can think about. I mean, these guys sang a song, one of their most popular songs is about the Holocaust, guys.
Yeah.
One of the last song they ever performed as a band was that song. Yeah. If you've ever been to a Slayer concert, you know, I've been to shows, I've been to Pantera, I've been to Morbid Angel, I've been to some really heavy shows in my life. Nothing has made me feel as much fear as a Slayer show.
Scared you?
They are scary as hell because Slayer fans... When as soon as they walk in that building, they are ready to tear everybody's face off. In love, out of love, but well, still.
Listen to the tempo of the tunes.
Yeah, and that's a light one. Like, Raining Blood
That's light?
Well, Raining Blood, it's not light, but Raining Blood is, you know, one of their, like, if you go up to a Slayer fan and say, I love Raining Blood, they go, oh, good.
Yeah.
That's like going up to a Metallica fan and saying, I love Enter Sandman. They go, oh, good.
Everybody
you know what
loves
I mean?
That one, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, Slayer is one of those bands that deserves a lot more respect than they get.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're done after all these years. And listen.
Did they sign a contract?
Shut up, Motley Crue.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I've seen some really strange Christmas ornaments throughout the year. I've seen people hang their kids' teeth on a Christmas tree.
What?
I've seen people with ashes from their dog
or animal on their Christmas tree. Yeah.
People hang pickles from their Christmas tree. I've seen that. But I have never heard of something as tasteless as this. So Amazon right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Amazon who's actually doing it. It's one of their retailers. You know how Amazon works. They've got special edition Auschwitz Christmas decorations.
Ouch.
Yeah, with an actual picture of the corridors of Auschwitz.
Are you kidding me?
On a star-shaped ornament.
Who would buy that?
Right.
Somebody must.
People are buying them
because
they've become this horribly morbid collector's item. They can't believe somebody's making these. So the sad thing is whoever's making these is likely making money. But the Auschwitz Memorial Christmas ornament, probably not something I would be showing off to the family.
No, I mean, there's ornaments that you'd have that you keep putting up year after year because they've got tradition.
The ones that are falling apart?
Yeah, that's not one you'd want to have as a traditional ornament. Not in my
house. Do you have a traditional ornament?
I think I have a like my son and daughter's name on a ball,
and
I have like an Edmonton Oilers ball for my kid or whatever, but nothing like that's known. Like that, yeah, both would be traditional balls.
So,
but nothing like Auschwitz or anything.
Do you hang Christmas balls because your last name is Ball?
No,
because that would be funny.
I just hang Christmas balls because they're fun to hang.
Yeah,
I don't have a really
fun
big,
to say.
I have a
you don't have big balls. Are they big balls?
No, they're medium sized balls.
Okay.
They're medium-sized balls.
You don't want balls that are too big. Couple balls are brittle.
Well, no, you got too big of balls. It just crowds everything out.
So what you're saying is you hang your old balls every year.
Well, no, I throw out balls.
You throw your balls out?
Yeah.
Don't throw your balls out.
No,
if you're by yourself in the house, if you just give your balls a little polish, then you're all good.
Yeah, but you can only polish your balls so many times, and then you have to get rid of your balls and go get some new balls.
Do you polish your balls by yourself, or does somebody help you?
Well, no, I'm in my apartment by myself. I polish my balls.
Yeah, yeah. It's always awkward when you... Because then
certainly don't polish the balls when the kids... Like, the balls are already polished by the time
the kids get
there.
Polish the balls when the kids are
No,
around.
When the kids get there, the balls are already polished.
Yeah, that's right.
They got to look good.
Do you ever... You don't ever get new balls?
Yeah, I go to get new balls. I do. They got to be good deals, though. Like, I just don't go. You just don't go willy-nilly and buy any type of ball. You got to take your time with the balls.
Something everybody needs to understand.
Especially the
Do not neglect the balls.
No, you don't neglect the balls.
No.
And the older you get, you take more time with the balls.
Yeah.
Because you become more appreciative of the balls.
Yeah, the balls mean more to
they
you.
They do mean more to you, yes.
They've been
absolutely.
With you throughout all the years.
Yeah, you could have all the other fluff and stuff.
Yeah.
All the tinsel and stuff, but it's the balls.
Yeah, yeah.
The balls.
And
in fact, You know, back in the 80s, tinsel was the rage. Yeah. But you don't do tinsel anymore. Well, it's all ball. You want to show you got to show mostly the ball.
Tinsel's coming back now, I
No,
hear.
It can't. Yeah. No, you got to show in my house you show the balls.
And always make sure. Remember, if you get a small tree, your Christmas balls look bigger.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
so a small
absolutely.
Tree makes the balls Firm, look bigger.
A nice, smaller, firmer tree with bigger balls.
We could go all day.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
If you are going to go online for Cyber Monday today, I mean, you're going to find some deals. You'll find some things. The one thing I don't like about I'm very impatient. So shopping online, I don't like having to wait a couple days for something. That's not something I like.
That's not your favorite thing?
I like to pay the money and then get it now. Like right now.
you're a typical millennial. Got to get it now. It's yours now.
But I paid the money, so I should get it right now.
Well, you got to wait.
You know? That's how it is. I ordered a new countertop last week. Not online, but just at a place here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they told me it wouldn't be ready for a week. And I go, no. I want it now.
Now. this term came to be 14 years ago in 2005.
Cyber Monday?
Yeah, the website shop.org ran a press release. So
shop.org.
Yeah.
Shop. Yeah, that doesn't sound generic at all. Shop.org.
Check this out. 2006, so the first year after, $610 million. $610 million in North America was spent on Cyber Monday back in 2006.
Yeah, what is it now?
In 2018, it was $7.9 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of cheddar gets thrown
around.
Yeah,
no kidding, eh?
I haven't looked online today at all for any deal. Well, I did, okay? So, like, for me, it's like, I didn't know, but, like, this is a good time to get a hotel sometimes for some places.
Now, a lot of stuff revolves around American Thanksgiving, right? Of course, in North America.
Black Friday. No,
yeah, yeah. So, people bought more than 180 million items between American Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday last year.
Yeah.
So like in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's unreal. What are you getting today?
Me?
Yeah.
You
getting that 30-pack of Ginch?
Probably a headache. Yeah, I'm going to get some Ginch. I'm going to go, like Sears is still a thing. So I'm going to go.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't got my wish book yet this year. Still waiting on that. But
the average person today will spend $335 today.
Gently used Ginch.
Ginch.
Oh, yeah. Found some right here. Oh, they must be Adidas. They come with the stripes.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Movember done. Thanking everybody who donated to the campaign. I think we raised just over $700.
That's pretty good.
For my Movember.
You know, Elliot Friedman on CBC's Hockey Night in Canada, he shaved his off with Kelly Rudy and stuff. He only made $1,000, and he's a national broadcaster.
Right. So, see, pretty good.
Pretty good, man.
Anyway, thanks so much for those who donated.
Brian Anderson, thanks to him
for buying
the football.
$500 football. But, it feels kind of nice to be shaven, although I feel a little lonely up top, but that's fine.
Speaking of charity, and that went to good cause, supporting men's health. We support Sophia House this time every year with our Good Crap for Christmas toilet. Now, Sophia House, obviously, a women's shelter for women and children fleeing domestic violence. And, of course, it flies under the radar. And this is the time of year where, you know, it's about families, right, and stuff. So you want to alleviate stress. So what we do is we move this toilet around town, courtesy of our friend Curtis at Carrie's Moving, all right?
Yeah.
If you'd like the toilet this year, it comes to your business. I'll put a picture up right away on our Facebook page. It comes to your business, and you can put stickers on it and everything like that.
Right. Find a spot.
Universal Plumbing and Heating gave us a toilet.
And Jason and the crew there.
We've got the stickers on from last year, so you'll have to find a spot to put your sticker on.
Sure.
But if you would like to have the toilet, we plug your business.
Mm-hmm.
The money goes to the bottom line, so it's a win-win situation. We give you free advertising, and then you give us a donation for the toilet. It's got to be a minimum $20 donation, but we know you can raise more than that. So if you'd like the toilet, 936-WOLF, the number to text. We'll make sure Curtis sends it out to your place. It's going to start at Canada Post.
Canada Post today?
It's going to start on the 9th.
Okay.
But
so,
it's going to start next week.
So let's line it up now. If you'd like it starting next Monday, then all you got to do is give us a text. Again, 936-WOLF.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday, I was getting fuel, and I walked back to my vehicle after it was just fueled up, and I see the gas jock kicking the snow, the ice, out of my wheel wells.
He's doing you a favor, not scuffing your shoes up.
Nay. Nay. I say nay. Yeah. That is the one thing we have in Saskatchewan. That is our little moment of satisfaction in the winter, is getting to kick the ice buildup off of our tires and out of our wheel wells. This is something that I don't know about you, but I feel great satisfaction in doing. When you get a good buildup, good.
And not moist. It's got to be not hard that it hurts your foot when you kick it.
It can't be ice, but it can't be, you don't
solid
want
it, enough that it hangs on the vehicle.
That's right.
And in the window or wheel well.
Yeah, yeah. And you give it a kick and it all comes off in one chunk.
Yeah, it's winter's bubble wrap.
It is.
That's what it is. It's winter's bubble wrap.
And that was my moment.
It's true.
He robbed me of my
moment.
Did
you get mad at him?
No, because I got in the vehicle, and even my daughter, Layla, she was in the back, and she goes, Daddy, that guy was kicking your vehicle. I said, he wasn't kicking the vehicle. He was kicking the ice off the vehicle. And she goes, oh, that's nice of him. And I just go, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, you're right. And I did it's funny you bring that up, because I did take a lot of pleasure, although I thought they're probably mad at me. I was at the Shell on Rochdale, and I went around my vehicle and kicked it all off. It felt good, but when I left, there were just huge chunks of snow. I'm thinking that guy's probably not happy that there's big, huge chunks of snow.
No, you know what? They should be happy for you.
They probably should.
They're probably going, look at the joy that man is experiencing.
Well, I tell you,
right
with the stress in my life, I'd love to go around and kick the ice off your vehicles.
Right, and the mirrors.
Yeah, everything.
And the
windows.
That's right. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.